Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So this is a very strange thing, isn't it? The proposal, in a surprising turn of events, and one that may seem extreme, the UK is proposing regulations requiring cyclists to have a license plate. They have to follow speed limits. Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing. And they're fining cyclists for not following these regulations. Well, is this a good idea? We wanted to speak to Eugene Herbert. He's the chief executive at Master Drive. Good morning, Eugene. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, and I can't complain. I trust the listeners are bright and breezy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's beautiful weather. So that is great. Yeah. And everybody thinking of getting out onto their bicycles once again. So this move in the UK to ask cyclists to register their to have number plates on their bicycle, follow regulations, I can't imagine is a new thing. But what do you think of it?
Thank you, Howard. It's, by the way, it's proposed. It's the UK's Transport Secretary is looking at it. And here's an interesting thing, and I'm quite sure you know what many motorist sentiments are about cyclists.
Mm.
And
you know nothing what we can repeat on radio.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So when you have a look at that, it's kind of understandable that as cycling grows in various communities and parts of the world, that people should start looking at that. And I must just share the two reasons why the Transport Secretary is looking at it. The first is speeding. And we know that motorbikes, cars, et cetera, all get clocked. If they're speeding, they get a fine. But how would you, if a cyclist went through a speed trap and they were clocked exceeding the speed limit, how could they be given a fine? In a motor vehicle, it gets issued against the person and a registration number, as with a motorcycle. Yeah, yeah. So that's the one motivation. And then the second, and this I think bears relevance to the South African environment, the total disregard for road signs. It's almost as if cyclists think they can be, and please, and I'm not, I cycle myself periodically, so I'm not having a go at them.
We're not bashing but cyclists.
Some of them disregard stop signs, traffic lights, and they pay very little regard for pedestrians on the road, let alone for cars that are on the road. And I think that whilst this sounds quite extreme, and I must just say, when we put out the press release over there, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, you know, when you look at it, it's, hey, is that happening in South Africa? No, it's not. But surely it should provoke a lot of thought and a lot of comment and should make cyclists think twice about the freedom that they use our roads with, in some instances, with disregard for you and I as vehicle owners.
So to some extent, this is just a simple way of holding cyclists accountable. Because if we can't identify who they are, and they all look the same in Lycra, then, you know, how do we even hold people accountable?
Absolutely. And of course, you know, with and let's not talk about our NATIS system where vehicles are registered, not totally accurate, but be that as it may, certainly in the UK, they're very quick to be able to find which vehicle belongs to whom, and with all their cameras around, etc. So I would like to think that this should provide some food for thought, and if it went out into the public platform, such as what you're doing, so thank you very much for bringing it to the fore, is the cyclists, let's start thinking, what happens if these were curtailed? What impact would it have?
Right.
Whereas if we are behaving ourselves now, doing the right thing, any proposed legislation, however mediocre or extreme it is, would be of insignificance to us.
And I think that is a valid point. But I think once it's really just to raise awareness and say, well, cyclists should be adhering to the rules of the road. And if they did so, then this wouldn't be an issue at all. I would just add one more thing, and that would just be just to prohibit or to ban men from wearing Lycra while they're cycling. But that would just be me if I was creating.
You must admit it presents quite a sight, doesn't it?
Yes, well, yeah, a sight one can't unsee. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive at Master Drive, thank you for that. Just a quick update. Why are cyclists getting number plates? Well, they're not really, but in the UK it is being proposed.